Patient care inspired by you. Who else could be such a partner in your health? Only SIH. It's time for Radio SIH. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello, and welcome to Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Daniel Correa, electrophysiologist with Prairie Cardiovascular Consultants. Today we'll be talking about why you and your loved ones should be serious about AFib and not take it lightly. Welcome, Dr. Correa.
Hello. Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful to have you on the program. My first question to you is this. What exactly is AFib in a nutshell?
So think of the heart as an electrically driven pump. And the electrical signal is a signal that tells the heart to contract. Mm-hmm. Now, under normal conditions, we have one specific area in the top right chamber of the heart that sends an electrical impulse every so often to activate the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that rate changes depending on your on your needs. If you're going up a flight of stairs or if you are apprehensive about something, that rate will go up. Now, atrial fibrillation is loss of that normal heart rate response. In atrial fibrillation, what we have are disorganized electrical activity in the top chamber of the heart that mm-hmm. instead of contracting regularly, it's quiverly and irregular, that every so often will send an electrical impulse to the bottom chamber of the heart.
So you said it's quivery.
That's right. So instead of as the electrical signal is what tells the cell to contract or not to contract, as we have this disorganized activity, you don't have an organized contraction in the top chamber of the heart. Mm-hmm. What you have is this quiverly activity.
Okay, so that's the medical view. Now, if you're a patient and you're experiencing AFib, how does it feel?
It varies a lot. There are folks that can definitely feel that their heart is racing and irregular. They can feel that their heart is pounding on their chest in a little unusual way. That sensation may be more pronounced at night when you lay down.
Mm-hmm.
But also, there are folks that don't necessarily tell that their heart is out of rhythm, but they can tell that they are fatigued, they're short of breath, they don't have as much energy as before.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be a more silent way of manifesting atrial fibrillation.
Interesting. So why is it so important to treat AFib, even if you're not experiencing these symptoms?
So there are a few things. One is you should be aware if you have atrial fibrillation or not, because atrial fibrillation is the most common cause of stroke in the U.S. And depending on the risk factors that every person has to have a stroke, we institute therapies to minimize the risk of having a stroke associated with atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
So not everybody, but some patients with atrial fibrillation will need to be on blood thinners to minimize the risk of having a stroke.
Okay.
The second thing is when we talk about treatment of the atrial fibrillation per se, our primary goal is to improve quality of life and make folks being able to do what they want to do and enjoy the life that they want to have.
Right.
And some of those symptoms of feeling fatigue or shortness of breath, they progress over such a long period of time that it's hard to say whether they're related to the atrial fibrillation or not.
I see.
And at times, by treating the atrial fibrillation, we can say we can tell if they feel better or not, and hence
mm-hmm.
if we need to talk about more advanced therapies for atrial fibrillation or not.
Okay. We touched on it a little bit, but how does AFib compromise the quality of a patient's life?
It can do in a variety of ways. One way that folks that have atrial fibrillation on and off, they're not all the time in atrial fibrillation, but every once in a while their heart goes out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And they may feel those palpitations or feel unwell or get dizzy, lightheadedness, every so often periodic. Unfortunately, several of those patients have recurrent visits to the emergency room. Which is a big problem, not only all the inconvenience of having to go to the ER, but also all the medical expenses related
yes.
to that.
Yes, yes. And then can AFib also lead to other conditions?
It can. So untreated atrial fibrillation, if the heart is going too fast for too long, can lead to heart dysfunction. And that's something that we really need to be careful in preventing.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, as we mentioned, atrial fibrillation is the most common cause of stroke in the U.S.
Okay.
And it's not only the most common cause of strokes, but the strokes associated with atrial fibrillation are the most severe ones.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Why is that the case?
Because if you develop a blood clot that could dislodge and go to the brain and cause a stroke, unfortunately, in atrial fibrillation, those blood clots can be quite large.
I see.
And they can compromise a relatively large area in the brain.
Is AFib different than flutter?
It is a little bit. So atrial flutter, I call it a close cousin to atrial fibrillation.
Mm-hmm.
But in atrial flutter, you have an organized loop of electrical activity in the top chamber of the heart. So instead of being a completely disorganized rhythm, it's almost as if the waves found a path that they like and they keep going on a loop in the top right chamber of the heart. They can coexist. A lot of folks that had atrial flutter also have atrial fibrillation.
Oh,
and a lot of folks with atrial fibrillation can at times have flutter. So there's definitely some overlap.
Okay. We've talked about them earlier, but I just want to go over once again the signs and symptoms of arrhythmia.
So it could be palpitations, feeling the heart is racing or beating funny in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
Can vary from that to just sensation of skipped beat, sensation of fatigue, shortness of breath, feeling dizzy, lightheadedness.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling faint or almost passing out. Those could be all be signs of an abnormal heart rhythm condition.
Okay. So what is the difference between dizziness and lightheadedness?
I think they're about the same, just a different description that folks might have, whether or not they're more severe or they just feel slightly faint or
mm-hmm.
if they feel like they're really close to passing out.
Okay.
But it's overall, we feel that about the same.
Okay. We just told you the symptoms for arrhythmia. So let's get into the working definition of arrhythmia now.
The definition is basically any abnormal heartbeat. So arrhythmia happens when the normal cycle that I initially described of that natural pacemaker of the heart every so often commanding the heart what to do, and arrhythmia is anything that deviates from that.
Okay. So what's the difference between AFib and arrhythmia?
AFib is one kind of arrhythmia.
Okay. All right. So they all fall under the umbrella of arrhythmia.
Correct.
Okay. So that's good. Very good to know. It's always good to know when you go into your doctor and to be as descriptive as you can and also to know as much as you can about some of these conditions. Otherwise, you're really working in
Absolutely.
The dark. Prairie Heart Institute Southern Illinois Healthcare has developed Heart Rhythm Services Program. Can you tell us a little bit about the program?
So what we started doing last summer is we brought in capabilities of doing what we call an ablation procedure at the Memorial Hospital of Carbondale.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for some of those arrhythmias that we discussed, including atrial fibrillation,
mm-hmm.
we feel that at times a procedure in which through catheters that are inserted in the groin, we go in the heart and find where the areas of abnormal electrical activity are
mm-hmm.
and create scar tissue at that specific location. That's the overall, we call this an ablation procedure. And we started offering those services at Memorial starting last July.
Okay. And how's it going?
It's going very well. We have performed over 50 ablation procedures, including some ablations for atrial fibrillation. And we have had a very good response.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Correa, for being on the program today. I learned so much, and I'm sure our audience did as well. That's our show for this week. Please join us again for another edition of Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.